I realize without the thought coming in, the body is just a body. Then the consciousness is content with the thought process when you input the content of consciousness or all this thing, and the views, opinion, the memory, all this thing, then it starts to arise. Then this combination of the form and mind is what triggers a living being, or what we call the five aggregate of form and mind. The first aspect is as a human being. So this one will interact and become like a phenomena that it arises, like exists, like real. Yeah. But the best way is to inquire through the silent mind to meditate. When you try to understand exactly who are you, what are you, you learn the most. That's why the next stage you can move on to is after you have seen all this, then next time when you are just aware, you silent everything, the inquiry is, who are you? What are you? Then let the awareness develop the understanding. Then it will show it to you. What is this form and mind all about? What can it do? You see how the consciousness move, how it animate, and how it do all those things. Then the best way is assume you are dead. When you are dead, means the mind cannot arise any mental intention to do anything. Means you like a dead corpse, but you are still alive. Your life force is still there. Your awareness is still there, witnessing all these things. Yeah. Then you will come to understand later on, yeah, a very important aspect of the form and mind. When the consciousness is trapped inside this physical body, is actually limited. It like trapped inside. There's a craving force that binds it to the form. And because of that, this consciousness cannot free itself, cannot come out. That's why you need to relax, maintain awareness. Then later on, when you do that, when you are able to relax until it's so relaxed, until the craving force or like, starts to dissipate. Yeah. And it can actually, the whole thing can go on. Yeah. But I did it that time was because I was too tired. Then I saw the craving force that bind my consciousness to the form completely dissipated. That's why the consciousness came up. Yeah. But even if you are not tired, you can reach a stage where this awareness and the craving force is gone, then there is a layer of what we call the feeling body. The feeling body. The feeling body is very strange. Huh? That one, like an etheric, they call it the etheric body. That one can expand one. When it's not trapped with the craving force, trapped into the, when you are able to release or relax until that craving force become less strong, then I realized that etheric body or the feeling body can like expand on, can move on. Then it's like you can try to play or find out more and more. Then that time is, I remember very interesting, that was about 20, 30 years ago. Then later on, you were also silent until, like, how the thought come out. How the thinking manifests, how that like form and mind, that mind inside there actually activate and move the body. Yeah. So a lot of this is not through the memory or the thought processing. It's through your awareness that witness all this, observe all this, and see all this. Then the understanding becomes completely different. Then you are very clear. The body is just a body. Mind is mind. Consciousness is consciousness. content of consciousness is another thing. That how it actually condition each other, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. All this, the dwelling, you will see until it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. It's no longer the theory. Like how upon contact, not only feeling arise, you will know apart from feeling, there are also other things. The content of consciousness also went in very fast. Then ignorant contact condition all the ignorant content of consciousness. Then without wisdom, without yoniso manasikara, the normal living being has got no power to deal with the defilement. You can see all this. You understand all this. Then you realize the Dhamma is really so wonderful, so beautiful. The Buddha is really so wise. That's why when you can see all this, it's no longer a theory, no longer a concept, no longer a book knowledge that you read. It is through direct seeing, awakening. So that process is quite an interesting process of inquiry. And I like to do that because I just want to understand what happened if, let's say, a person died. Well, my consciousness come out before I know what death is, the separation of the consciousness from the form. Then how I went in and couldn't enter the body, then how I take control of the body later on. Then now, with this thing back, trend, I want to know how actually it gained control of this physical body. How it like become like the entity, that mundane mind or the egoic mind or the consciousness which is content, take charge of this physical body. Yeah. So you can find out. You can silence it. And I did a lot during the early days when I was like what NB gone through early morning before I wake up. I was silent everything and I will do all this inquiry. Then I just silent. Then through that silence, I find out. And it's very interesting. A lot of things will come out from that inquiry, from that understanding.